Democrat Eric Swalwell fundraises off of Buffalo mass shooting. By Sean Moran on May 17, 2022. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, sent out a fundraising email on Monday to fill his campaign coffers off of the Buffalo, New York, mass shooting. 10 people, including a retired Buffalo police officer, were killed and 3 were injured in a Saturday afternoon shooting in Buffalo, New York. As the Buffalo community continues to grapple with the aftermath of the shooting, Swalwell decided to take to his fundraising list to build up his campaign coffers. The California Democrat also appeared to blame Fox News host Tucker Carlson, arguing that Tucker's use of racism has consequences. He sent out in a Monday email. The white supremacist Buffalo mass shooter borrowed language directly from Tucker Carlson, and this is not a coincidence. We've known for a while now that Tucker uses racism to his advantage, stirring up fear and outrage to attract people to his white supremacist propaganda show. What this latest shooting shows is that his rhetoric has consequences beyond his ratings. Will you sign on and hold him accountable for his reprehensible rhetoric, John? Mass shooters are borrowing racist conspiracies and white supremacist tactics right off his lips. Tucker is a citation in a mass shooter's neo-Nazi manifesto. We are putting together a petition condemning the utterly unrepeatable language irresponsibly used by Tucker on his disgusting show. Will you sign on to hold him accountable for this, John? We have a responsibility to fight this rhetoric anywhere and everywhere we see it. And right now, it's coming from the biggest talking head on cable news. So that's where we're bringing the fight. Let's show Tucker, there are consequences for the things you say. We're calling out the very real danger Tucker poses to black communities and communities of color as long as he's on the airwaves. Sign on here to condemn Tucker. Swalwell also claimed on Monday that his 4-year-old talked to him on Monday about the Buffalo shooting. This is not the first time that Swalwell has taken advantage of controversial events. Swalwell and other Democrats used the leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion that may overturn Roe v. Wade to try to boost support for Democrats during the 2022 midterm elections. He also said that many Republicans are more comfortable with violence than they are with voting. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.